There's a new concert hall in town with a familiar name. For 2 years and $159 million, Alice Tully Hall has undergone a complete renovation inside and out. The new Tully has glass on all sides, towering transparent walls that open onto the corner of 65th Street and Broadway. The interior is simple and intimate and includes an adjustable stage that can be extended or contracted. The concert hall reopens officially this Sunday, and last week, WNYC's John Schaefer walked through the new hall with architect Elizabeth Diller, whose firm Diller, Scofidio, and Renfro collaborated on the hall's design. They started in the new main lobby.
In the past, this had a kind of subterranean flavor to it. Now we can actually look clear across the street to the other half of the Lincoln Center campus.
We are very, very interested in the first experience that the public has with the hall. And there's a whole choreography. The entrance through the very sheer glass wall that is there to produce the most minimal of interfaces with the outside. And you don't need to have tickets to go to a concert to hang out in that space. To this inner lobby, which is a little bit more intimate, and does have that blowout to the south. It's the first time you can situate yourself in what was a very hermetic building.
Now, when you got inside and actually got the go-ahead to start working with the inside of Tully Hall, what did you see as the possibilities for changing the structure, the sound?
We wanted to remove all unwanted noise, and that is visual noise. So typically in a concert hall, you have a lot of stuff between you and the performers, baffles and reflectors and all sorts of exposed lighting and equipment and systems. We developed a high-performance skin that lines the entire hall, all the surfaces of the hall, including the stage. And that skin basically binds the stage and the house together into one room.
Now, when you say skin, I mean, as we sit here and look at the hall, at the stage, I mean, there are moving parts. So what is the skin? Is this a real skin or a virtual skin?
No, it's an actual skin. It's a wood skin. And what you're seeing when you look around is Mojave. That wood is a veneer. So the veneer produces the look of consistency all the way around. But in fact, behind some of the walls in certain areas, there are LED lights that sometimes, particularly at the introduction of the event, glow, have a soft glow, almost like a human blush. And that glow comes right through the wood skin.
Are you a musician yourself?
No, I'm tone deaf.
Have you?
My husband tells me everything I try to sing sounds like the Star Spangled Banner.
And yet, a lot of what you're saying hints at a real passion for music and for live performance.
Yeah, because we're just as interested in what happens really on the stage. And the challenge of doing a really, really great concert hall, I mean, for us, it became a passion. And for us, what the performers themselves, how they feel on stage, is just as important as what the audience hears.
That was WNYC's John Schaefer speaking with Elizabeth Diller, one of the architects that designed the new Alice Tully Hall. You can hear more of John Schaefer's conversation with her and watch a video tour of the new building. That's on the culture page of our website, WNYC.org. And WNYC's Evening Music will broadcast Alice Tully's opening night concert this Sunday night at 8 on 93.9 FM, WNYC.